Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and I really don't want to do this episode recording thing. Can't I just do it tomorrow? Just kidding. I love doing these episodes, but I will be the first to admit that procrastination can strike at any time. In a 2007 study, they found that 94% of people admit to procrastinating. Another study found that procrastinating can lead to stress, anxiety, guilt, and even affect our health. One would think that this obvious set of actions and consequences would teach us to stop procrastinating, but it just doesn't. And we continue to do it time and time again, negatively affecting our happiness. Why do we do this? Well, research suggests that procrastinating is caused by really a wide range of concepts, from genetics to task aversion to emotional avoidance. It can be as simple as not wanting to do it or having layered reasoning. For example, one can procrastinate on scheduling a call with a client because they A, understand that taking on the phone causes them anxiety, like literally taking the phone, putting it up to your ear, too much anxiety. B, recognize that they will end up with more work on their plate. C, know that the client likes to drone on and waste their time. Or maybe it's D, like all of the above. So what can we do to bust procrastinating and improve our happiness? Well, an article in Psychology Today recommends the following. First, initiate self-study. By just looking internally, we may be able to discover what's causing us to procrastinate. For example, we want to look into what feelings this specific task initiates, what steps we have to take to complete it, and why those bother us, the consequences of avoiding it, and how we'll feel when it does get accomplished. Now, I'm not telling you to like beat yourself up about procrastinating, but rather to find out, why is it happening in the first place? If you get stuck in a negative feedback loop, take a break. If you're not sure what I mean about this, check out episode 475. The second step to busting procrastination is giving yourself some grace. It may sound odd or counterproductive, but sometimes we really just need to show ourselves some compassion. We need to recognize that we're not alone in procrastinating. Acknowledge that this is normal and reasonable, and this is a fact of life. Forgive ourselves for being behind and see ourselves maybe as wiser and stronger for kind of taking this mental step. Studies have shown that giving yourself some compassion will actually make you feel less likely to procrastinate on the same task in the future. And on occasion, it is healthy to let ourselves off the hook with non-essential tasks. So you didn't get to the dishes one night, or you didn't make it to a work event. Oh, well, this world won't stop running. It's okay to take a break. And the last tip to bust procrastination is to dopamine hack. So there are obviously some tasks in life that do not make us happy. I can't say that cleaning the bathroom makes me want to jump for joy, but we can make some tasks happier to complete throughout the day or throughout the task by dopamine hacking it. Here are four ideas you can try, and we will use cleaning up the bathroom as an example. So first, chunk it. Break the task up into smaller chunks and conquer them one at a time. For example, cleaning all the toilets at once. Next round, cleaning all the sinks. Next, all the showers. You get it, right? The second is time it. Set a timer for a specific amount of time and try to get as much done as possible. It's like a race, right? A race against the clock. When the timer goes off, take a break and do something fun. This actually is what I do with my kids. I think it works great. The third idea is to milestone it. Some of us respond well to deadlines, and when you have an arduous task, give yourself a due date and put it on the calendar. And the fourth is reward it. We can train ourselves not to despise a task if there's a reward at the end. Let's say you are cleaning all the bathrooms. You could reward yourself with a piece of chocolate, an episode of your favorite show, or a walk in the sunshine after it's completed. So I know I will definitely try these tricks the next time I have a challenging task, and I hope that you will too. So in the comments or in a direct message, tell me which tasks you procrastinate on the most. And if you want to stop procrastinating on listening to my episodes, you can get a shortcut and get everyday happiness delivered to your inbox by subscribing at katiejeffcoat.com/happiness.